to the show. This is It's Your Money, the financial podcast that pulls back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposes the truth about money and investing. I hope this finds you well. You know, here at Financial Abundance, I'm the president of Financial Abundance. We believe that education leads to clarity, clarity leads to confidence, and confidence can manifest itself in peace of mind, the elusive peace of mind. Yes, it can be found. It's not a wandering generality. It's a specific intent, and that is to go after trying to create peace of mind. And what we're doing this week is following up on our basic series. I have Deb Seward, the other investor coach in our office, joining us. Hey, Deb.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I mean, we're ready. The holidays, we're in the midst of it right now.
In the mode.
So I'm always a happy holiday guy. But anyway, I'm not going to be a Scrooge. Are you a Scrooge
type?
Not
at all.
No.
Nope.
Anyway, you know, last week we talked about the idea of investing and saving and the whole concept of, well, that's all fine and dandy. I don't really care about how to do it because I got nothing to invest. So let's talk about how we can help people, you know, perhaps start with a savings plan, et cetera, to get some money so they can start investing. Or if they're already investing, to squeeze some more out of there, potentially, without creating any pain in the lifestyle arena.
Right.
Remember those different types of money we used to talk about? What was it? They were transferred money.
Oh, yes. Transfer your wealth away.
Yeah. Lifestyle monies, transferred monies, and savings.
I think that was it, just those three.
Anyway, what we're talking about today, last week we talked about the 30-day challenge. I hope some of you have started on that. And that is, very simply, to write down everything you spend for 30 days to get a very clear idea of kind of where your money's going.
Right.
And this week, we want to start helping you to create a budget. Now, I know this is one of those areas that, you know, generally one half of a couple wants to talk about and the other half doesn't.
That's so true.
You know, I've often said that people that say they don't fight about money, Deb, will lie about other things. I wonder if you took money or the concern, lack thereof, or concerns of money out of most marriages, there probably wouldn't be a whole lot to argue about, would there?
Probably not. Only maybe the kids.
The kids.
Money or kids.
Yeah, so I figured out years ago that every time I point one finger at my wife, there's three pointed back at me. So I quit doing that, and I started realizing, you know what? I know her personality. I know my personality. There's pet peeves and picadillos that we all have. Idiosyncrasies about our personalities that drive us crazy. In fact, the very things that I found that attracts you to your mate are the things that drive you nuts after you're married. But that's a whole nother conversation. But we want to alleviate the money thing.
That's right. We want to help.
Budgets. There's basically, nobody wants to talk about budgets. And you know, one of the tough things about budgets is, besides sticking to it, you know, we're going to do our best and forget the rest. That's our motto for 2012. We're going to do our best and forget the rest. Besides sticking to them is actually formulating it. Well, how do I, you know, how many times, Deb, have you said to somebody, how much money do you need to live on?
I've said that many, many times, and they look at me like that, a blank stare, which just shocks the heck out of me.
Or how much money are you living on?
And they don't know that either.
Because or how much money are you making?
They don't really know that. They can only tell you what their W-2s or their tax returns, and that's always gross. It's not adjusted gross income. The taxes are not taken out of that. The savings, if they do 401ks, are part of that equation, and they often don't sit down and really view it.
Or what are you paying in taxes?
Most no one knows.
You know, some people have this misconception that when you get that check, if you get an IRS refund, that that was some kind of found money.
I know people that use it as their savings account.
And I guess it's better to save it than spend it. But ladies and gentlemen, all that is a return of your capital.
That's right.
So all it is a return of the money that they didn't need to cover your tax burden. It's interesting. Little different transfers. There's so many little things that people get screwed up on. But on the budget, a couple places. There's two things we want to think about. First of all, we need two budgets. We need the needs budget. And what would that be, Deb?
The needs budget is what you absolutely need to pay your bills, buy your groceries, whatever clothing. It's information that you actually need to live day in and day out, not extras.
And then there would be what we classify as a once budget. Now, how would you describe that?
Well, that would be either tithing to your church or charities. That would be gifts that you buy for birthdays and Christmas and maybe summer vacations. Things that it's not a necessity, but yet you'd still like to have some money earmarked for those pleasures.
And some people might put their tithing in needs. It depends. Some people do
absolutely
wants, needs,
sure,
whatever. But the point is that you have needs money and wants money. So the needs money is what I need to absolutely have to pay the bills, to keep the lights on, to cover the cable, to take care of the insurances, you know, the different lifestyle needs. And the wants would be the hobbies and the funds and the eating outs and the extra stuffs and that kind of stuff. So there's really two numbers that we feel it's best to have, the needs budget and the wants budget. Now, the good news is if your actual income is more than your needs budget, you have the option to save or spend it on lifestyle.
There you go. That's absolutely right.
If it's bigger than the wants budget, well, you're in the best of both worlds. You've had the ability to have the lifestyle you want and the ability to put some money away. It's a beautiful thing. Now, most people don't get into that position until they're, you know, 40s or 50s, maybe 60s, depending on how many kids they're dealing
right,
with and
right,
so on and so forth, you know, your higher income earning years. But the challenge statistically with the higher income earning years is it's not as many years as many people think of statistically because of illnesses and downsizing in other areas. So sometimes a guy or a gal might think they're going to rack up 10 years worth of high income money when in fact they might get laid off or downsized.
Right.
Stuff happens. So we have a needs budget and a wants budget. Now, there's one little trick that I'm going to share with you that absolutely works wonderfully. And that is, what about those items that change every month?
Like eating out or like gas or even utilities.
Fuels,
yeah,
or whatever, okay? Well, a lot of the fuel programs, you can get a set monthly payment if you want. Or just average it out for the year and always fudge up. So let's say I averaged out my electric bill and it averaged out to be $198 a month or $196 a month. Well, I would just fudge it to $200 a month and figure $200 a month is what I need for my electric bill. Now, what I have found is my wife and I for years tried to do these budgets and we both had good intentions. But doggone it, if some of these things that vacillate, that change, didn't become a challenge for us. So after a while, I like to solve the problem. We started talking, and I said, you know what? Why don't we just pick a number? And we're going to have an allowance for each of us, for the kids. We're going to have an allowance for eating out and these other different items. Now, when things are a little tighter, that number will go down. When things aren't as tight, that number goes up. But we do the best we can to stick to it. Now, does anybody get browbeat or get the hairy eyeball if they don't stick to it? No. Come on. Seriously. I mean, that's childish, okay? You know, from a guy's perspective, this would be old school Paul's perspective. Now, Deb's different as a career woman. But from an old school Paul's perspective, if we ain't got enough money, that's my fault.
Right.
That's the way I've always looked at it. If we don't have enough money, it's my fault. I'm not going to gripe because she's spending too much. I'm going to go out and make some more. Now, easier said than done, you know, and this is probably why a lot of guys and gals at different times have heavy hearts. They'd like to provide for more, and they can't. They're doing the best they can.
I agree with you, right.
So, 30-day challenge, find out where your money's going. Now we want to figure out our needs and our wants budget. Attach a number to the items that vacillate on a regular basis. Reference material, checks, credit card statements. All you got to do is look at those for the year. Doesn't matter what month we're in. It happens to be the end of the year, so it works out nice. But it doesn't matter what month. Just pick 12 months prior.
That's right.
Just, you know, don't fake yourself out. Thou shalt not fake thyself out, you know. To thy own self be true. You know, what does that mean? I don't know where it came from. I think that's Shakespearean. But to me, it just means be honest with yourself. Because,
right,
you know, if you're faking anybody out, it's yourself. So, anyway, needs and wants budget. This is going to be so vitally important for those of you that are over 50 that want to start thinking about retiring. Because we cannot even have a retirement conversation until we secure the number one issue you're going to be dealing with, and that is income.
And it's surprising how little...
Talk a little bit about that, Deb.
How little people really know about that. It just amazes both Paul and I as we sit down and talk with these clients and prospects about the retirement years and the income that they need. Most people just look at their checkbook, whatever gets direct deposited, and they spend it until it's gone, and then the next payday comes. So you really have to have a better idea, if you want help from professionals like us, on if you're on the right track or not.
Now, as it relates to income planning, okay, the bottom line is you can retire when you have enough needs or wants budget.
It's not an age, it's an income level.
So that's why we're trying to help you out with this basic series to get started. We'll get into the nittier, grittier, more stuff later on in the year. But we want to start with our 30-day challenge, which if you haven't started that, please start it. Just write everything down. That's a personal, private thing. It's nobody's business but yours. But kind of figure out where you are. I would encourage you, if you're single, to work out a budget. If you're married, to sit down with your spouse and have a conversation. Make it fun. Don't make this some arduous, dragged-out, emotion-filled drama. That does nobody any good. And I know money makes us passionate because we work hard for it.
And I know that I've also had people that said to me, well, I don't want you to put me on a budget. I don't want you to tell me what to spend and what not to spend. Hey, folks, you put yourselves on that budget. This is your numbers, not ours.
We would never talk to anyone about how they spend their money. In fact, if we're telling anybody anything, it is to spend their money.
Right.
Or most planners are saying, don't spend it now. Enjoy it. That's why you got it, doggone it, you know. But at the same time, you know, don't fake yourself out. You know, we got to be financially responsible for ourselves and our families. And part of that is recognizing where our money goes. And look, some of you don't want to have a budget because you don't know want to know how much money you're spending. But I would rather know.
I would rather know.
And address it rather than just walk along blindly. Yeah. And then you come into my office and you say, well, I'm retiring next week. I haven't saved a dime. Now's your chance to be a hero.
Yeah, there's little we can do with nothing.
You know, so...
we can't wave any magic wands over here.
Well, and you know, the first thing you got to do, one of the first questions we're going to ask you is how much money you need to live on. Because that's going to be our first objective, is to making sure that your income needs are met. Because if your income needs are met, then your health care needs and all the other needs should be met. And if they're not, then you know you have a shortfall. And we know it's all numbers, ladies and gentlemen, how much more money you need to put away based on that number. So you get us that number, we can work miracles if you get us the number.
Absolutely.
And you're willing to be coached. You're willing to make a couple changes if that's what you need to be, because we're certainly not yes men in our practice. We're not going to let you off the hook, okay? We're all in this together, and we're going to help you be responsible and get coached up.
Absolutely.
Okay? We're not going to be part of the problem. We want to be part of the solution. So enough for today. Next week, what are we talking about next week? Next week, we're going to take it a step further. We've got our 30-day challenge. We now have our needs and wants budget. Now we're going to talk about how is it that we can either get that budget increased income-wise, or how is it we can go after a toy or something that's going to kind of make the journey a little bit more enjoyable? How do we squeeze out some money to do some fun things as well? So until next week, holiday season, enjoy the holidays, enjoy the Outlaws, enjoy the family and the fun, and happy Hanukkah, happy Merry Christmas. What's a Kwanzaa? I think Kwanzaa is the African-American. Whatever your holiday is, rock on. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy the family. Deb, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, and see you later.
We'll talk to you next week. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. Financial Abundance, www.financialabundanceinc.com or 866-867-5745. This is Paul Nichols signing off, your host, the Investor Coach. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.